Hello, happy site owners and webmasters. Welcome to the Blogate Tips Tuesday podcast for February 19th, 2019, and I'm your host, Mayanna. Tips this week include the best and worst free social share button plugins. Test results are in. Woohoo! Where to find the full 120-page case study report, the best settings for scriptless social sharing, an update on the next case study for paid share buttons and Pinterest buttons, a new post series on turning Heartwood art from a hobby site to a moneymaker, who's helping me have a ball over on Instagram stories, the best mount for your phone or tablet to do video, a whole bunch of tips on the serious changes coming in WordPress 5.1, Updraft Plus just got faster for our backups, and where to find more ADA compliance testing help. So let's dive in. I hope you'll join me live later today at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific for the party, an interactive Tips Tuesday recap and breaking news discussion on the Blogate Facebook page. In Blogate happenings, I have been cranking out posts like crazy this past week and wrapping up with site audit fixes and HTTPS conversions for clients that started in January. So if you're on my wait list, it won't be long. And woohoo, I'm delighted to announce that the case study on the free social share buttons plugin is complete. The post came out yesterday, and there were some clear winners and plugins to run away from, plus one honorable mention that I'm keeping my eye on. How does the plugin you're using stack up? Go see the post for the full skinny. And as always, I make my full reports available to all Level 6 Webmaster Training peeps. It's in the bonus section. Now, this was a 120-page report with a spreadsheet of all the results, screenshots of all the tests, and list of the exact request each plugin created. Plus, it has a list of any orphans that are left behind so they can be fully cleaned out when you delete the plugin. Now, if you're using the top winner of the Social Share Buttons plugins, Scriptless Social Sharing, then you'll want to see my post on it for making easy changes so that it's as fast and good-looking as possible on your site. Now, this was the only free plugin that had built-in Pinterest support, too. I love it, and I use it on Blogate. And I'm moving right into the next case study with the paid version of the winners in my free social share button test. Plus one extra that doesn't have a free version. Now, I'll let y'all know that none of the devs stepped up to give a license for the test, and that I'm a little strapped for cash this month due to the woodworking stuff. So, one of my sweet webmasters and longtime site audit clients offered to sponsor the test and donate licenses for two of the three plugins. Now, he has to remain anonymous for now, otherwise I'd be smooching all over him here. Now, I've also reached out to the Tasty Pen folks for sponsorship, but haven't heard back from them, and the fabulous Kate All of Simple Pen Media will be helping with these tests. I'm really looking forward to working with her. Now, I also heard back from WP Rocket about sponsoring three licenses for my ultimate speed test. They may be interested in sponsoring the test, and I'm waiting to hear back. And I've also reached out to WP Fastest Cache. They sponsored my test last year, but I didn't get to publish because everyone lost their minds over GDPR, and then my house hunt stuff got into full swing. Now, in last week's Tips Tuesday's live stream, I mentioned that I'm considering starting a new post series on turning my hobby site into a moneymaker instead of hiding that journey here in Tips Tuesday for Heartwood Art. The response was very positive, and so I'm doing it. Look for the first post tomorrow that has the backstory of why I'm changing that site. The next post will have the strategy that went into my first purchases, my editorial calendar, and more. And I'll have a lot of posts coming out in a hurry to get that series caught up to present day. Now, I also hope to have my first builds and next post up on Heartwood Art later this week too, as it will finally be warm enough to get back into the shop. Hey, The first use I had of my new Ryobi drill was putting in wall anchors to start hanging my artwork up in the new house. And I was so happy to have a cordless drill to do it. And I was even more thrilled to find a little screwdriver bit tucked into the clip on the battery. Made that chore quick and easy. Now, I've got some ideas for building a garden spot in my breakfast nook. And I posted a pic on the Blogate Facebook page asking for advice. Thanks to all of my decor peeps for chiming in on that. I can't wait to share all the things I have in mind to build for the new house. Woo! And me and Zach are so enjoying being out on the new deck. I can't even begin to tell you how much this has improved my quality of life. Now, it's been too cold to stay out there as much as I would like, but that's about to change. And I'm thrilled that the weather is no longer as big a factor in my life, and I will soon be able to do what I want, when I want, with regards to both of my businesses. Now, I also signed up for a challenge from a good buddy, Terry Johnson, who is a digital marketing strategist. It's all about getting good with stories on Instagram. So look for me at Heartwood Art Creations having some fun with stories over there this week. Hey, I want to apologize and send a shout out to my buddy Aaron Roth of Archon Mounts for mispronouncing his brand name in last week's Tips Tuesday live stream. I guess I was thinking of someplace in Ohio with saying Akron. Oh, he makes the best mounts for your phone and tablet, and they are super duper for live streaming and making videos. So go check those out. All right, y'all, that's the news from around here. Let's jump into this week's tips. In WordPress tips, this week's tips are going to be pretty heavy on WordPress because I see a trend that makes me pretty happy and I want to share it with you. And there are some things that cause me a little concern. Now, keep in mind that I also teach webmasters and a lot of devs follow me too. So some of this is a little techie for DIY site owners, but you need to know what could be affected on your site with this upgrade. Okay, let's get into it. The WordPress devs finally have pulled their heads out of Gutenberg exclusively and are now rapidly addressing issues in the WordPress core. And thank goodness, as there's some buggy code in there and long-standing issues that they've constantly punted until later. Now, they did 160 plus bug fixes in 5.0.2 and a few more in 5.0.3. But the upcoming release of 5.1 next week has some biggies. In fact, they've written a whole field guide for devs about it. Now, here are a few of the highlights of what we can expect. There's a new PHP site health mechanism. Now, the devs had planned to release an ambitious site health system in 5.1, but there's been some controversy about a security issue it could introduce to our sites. So, as far as I could tell, they've pared it down to a PHP warning that will alert site owners when they're running anything below PHP version 5.6. Now, this new mechanism also has a way to report fatal errors caused by the switch. Now, I don't know if this is part of the proposed security issue hoo-ha or pared down version. We'll see. So, while all this will help, they're missing the mark by not advising that folks need to go all the way up to 7.1, as this is the bottom of the supported PHP versions. Now, I can see where they're trying not to break sites by advising such a radical jump, but at the same time, they're not doing site owners and host servers any favors by advising folks only to go up to something that's no longer supported. Somebody's going to have to draw a hard line, make the hard decision, and own up to the fact that WordPress should have started doing this push 2 years ago when everyone else had the fire lit to do it. Now, in the article about it, they say this is only the first step in enforcing the use of modern PHP versions for end users and plugin and theme devs. We'll see how long it takes them to get current. All I can say is it's about damn time. Now, I do have a way to set a test site to a lower version of PHP, and I'll be testing this with the 5.1 beta. Now, if you don't already know what your host PHP version is, I want you to go see a post. I've got a link for you on help to upgrade to PHP 7 point whatever, and it's got all the help you need to check and change your level. Now, another change that's coming is to the WP cron. The cron is the internal clock on your site, and this has needed help for a long time. It's a thing that keeps up with your schedule, post-publishing, and your backup schedule, and more. Now, there are two posts for you to read on this. The first is an overview of the changes to the cron API. The second post has more detail on what's called the PHP FPM and how that works. Now, I expect that most of us will see the effects of these changes on our backup plugins, and I'll be testing my 5.1 beta site for this on Updraft Plus. And there are also improvements to how WordPress handles JavaScript. You know, 2 years ago, when Gutenberg was in the planning stages, Matt Mullenweg strongly suggested that all WordPress devs learn JavaScript deeply. He saw the need for WordPress to move away from the PHP coding language and more toward being fully JavaScript based. Now, the problem was that not many devs were as fluent in JS as PHP. But that's changed in the last 2 years. So now the core WordPress devs are ready to implement changes in how WordPress itself handles JavaScript at a deep level. Now, I've got a post for you that's part one of the future plans for JavaScript and WordPress. Practically every plugin that has a function that ties to something visitors can see on our site has JavaScript. Ad agencies use JavaScript too. So these changes have very serious implications for site owners. Now, does this mean the death of free plugins? You know, all we can hope is that the devs of the plugins and ads we use are keeping on top of this. But between this and the fire to get current with PHP levels, I'm betting that some plugin devs will throw in the towel this year and next. It's just going to be too much to rebuild their plugins from scratch. Plus, we've already started seeing this impact on some theme devs with complete reversals of how they include extra features in their themes. Now, I have no idea how this will impact popular theme builders. All I can say is that I believe we need to prepare ourselves for paying for more of what we use and stop expecting everything to be free. And that's also why I've dedicated all of 2019 to doing case studies and revamping the webmaster training. We need deeper info to stay ahead of the curve on plugins, themes, SEO, ADA compliance, speed, and so much more. And I hope to make BlogAid that clearinghouse resource for site owners, designers, and devs. There's also new plugin action hooks. Now, the WordPress core devs are changing the way plugins report when they're loaded. If not done correctly, it will cause a performance issue. Now, I'm not sure how to test this yet, but I'll be keeping an eye on it and digging in when I can get more info. Also, there's a lack of resource use data at SiteGround. You know, last year, cPanel made a major update that affected the way it reports host resource usage for things like bandwidth, CPU, memory, and I/O for database calls. And who knows why, but SiteGround put their own goofy report mechanisms over these standard cPanel things, and they no longer work. I used them to chase down plugins that were running wild and chewing up too many resources. But now, I can't see any of this info. I want you to consider that SiteGround has container hosting. Now, I think this is a lawsuit waiting to happen. If you go over your resource limit with your hosting package, they shut you down. But you now have no way to see and verify the overages and no way to test the fixes. Now, I'm asking that all of you on SiteGround open a support ticket and demand to have these reports turned on again. it's going to take all of our voices to get it done. I can't possibly do this alone and them hear it. And there are more miscellaneous changes. Now, I don't know how much these next big changes in 5.1 will affect our themes and plugins, but I want to call them out now so they're at top of mind if things break. There's an improved taxonomy metabox sanitation. Now, this may affect custom post types, such as those found in real estate themes and products for e-com sites. There's also new REST API connections. And if a plugin is bringing info in from the outside world and not properly connecting to the new REST API in WordPress Core, then a notice will go up that it's being done wrong. Now, I've already seen a similar error when checking out a newish plugin to help a client troubleshoot, and I've reported it to the plugin devs. So we'll see what fresh hell this brings when 5.1 releases. You know, it's all in an effort to get some quality control going for our plugins. So while it's a pain for us, it's a good thing in the long run. In plugin tips, the latest release of Updraft Plus promises to make backing up our sites faster. Woo! Any help we can get with bigger sites is a good thing. Now, they didn't give any real details on how it makes cloning a site faster, but mostly designers use that function, and their time is your money. So that's a good thing, too. In theme tips, in the past several Tips Tuesdays, I've been reporting on the need for themes to ensure they are ADA compliant. Now, a few weeks ago, I linked to a test site that is good for end users. This week, I'll be creating a whole new section in the Webmaster Training Course for more ADA compliance. This is something every designer must know from here on out. Now, this is part of the full revamp I'm doing on all the Webmaster Training sections to bump up coverage on emerging client demands for Gutenberg, speed, and ADA compliance. This will also become a part of my theme case study that's coming up later this spring, too. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. Please show me some love. Share this post and the post in it to things like the social share button test with all your blogger buddies to help support the free and helpful info you get on Blogaid and to help your buddies. And be sure to visit blogaid.net for more tips and resources. And I'll see you online.